Blog Talk Radio.
And comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful. It's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two. Murky, murky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew.
Want a wrangle made too?
Step three. Drip, drip, drippity, drippity, drip.
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slip up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee. Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good-lookingness.
Hey, God, I want you all to go to my friend Marcus Goldhaber's page and check it out. He's got a Kickstarter going. It's for a good cause. It's called Carry On, Carry You On, The Voice for Veterans by Marcus Goldhaber, Goldhaber. You can go to http://kck.st/2EOZGTG. And just go to MarcusGoldhaber.com and you'll find all the information and donate whatever you can, $5, whatever. It's a good cause. He donates so much of his time to the vets, and that would be a very nice thing. And he's giving away stuff. So whatever you donate, you're going to get presents for. What a deal. Can't be beat. Let me find Marcus here so you can hear him singing. I have a little bit of him here. Good guy, and it's a good cause, so check it out, all right? Okay, Marcus Goldhaber, and a terrific singer, especially if you like crooning. He's a great, great, he just rarely interprets the songs very well, and I will find one for you right now. Oh, here's one right now. You're going to fall in love with him.
Feeling, I'm feeling, I don't know why. It's just a mental, incidental, sentimental alibi. But I adore you, so strong for you. Why go on stalling? I'm falling, love's calling, why be shy? Let's fall in love, why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made for it, let's take a chance, why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other to be or not to be. Let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't you and I fall? Our hearts are made for it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know, but still we can try to make a go of it. We other, to be or not to be, that our hearts discover. Let's fall in love, why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it, while we are young, let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Hard to make, but let's take a chance, won't be afraid of it. Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know, but still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other to be or not to be. Let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. I have a feeling, it's a feeling, I've been feeling, I don't know why. It's just a mental, incidental, sentimental alibi. But I adore you, so strong for you. Why go on stalling? I'm falling, love's calling, why be shy?
Yeah. Marcus Goldhaber, right there. All right, checking it out. Let's do another one by Marcus. Remember, go to marcusgoldhaber.com, and it'll give you the information, Voice for Veterans. And just give whatever you can. I'm telling you, you get more back than you give, all right? And he gives so much. So let's hear another one by him. And this was a live benefit. So it's a different quality, but it was a live benefit he did for Beth. Betty Jo Tucker, and I see George Bettinger is also in the house. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. at, I want to get it right, TuneIn Radio, right here in Miramar. Go to the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook, and the site should be there also. Mom and Pop Shop, George Bettinger, gotta love him. He told me so. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters. This Tuesday there'll be no live show next Tuesday, but it had to be Christmas again, starring George Bettinger and Lizette Bettinger. These people are everywhere. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check them out. Okay, and I was doing some research online, and I was looking for some comedy new bits to play, and I found one, and I can't think of the actor. You know him if you saw him, but my bad. And anyway, but the best part about the little clip I found, it was Betty White. She must have been about in her 20s in this, and it's just a very funny little bit, and I'm going to bring it up for you right now. Okay, here we go.
Betty White in Life with Elizabeth, featuring Del Moore. Number one in the life of Elizabeth occurred just before the impending visit of Elizabeth's little niece, Kathy. Well, inasmuch as Kathy was only 4 years old, Elizabeth and Alvin had to do some studying up on the care and treatment of nieces. Elizabeth, how are you tonight? Well, I see you're getting ready for your little niece's visit, but what's Alvin going to do to make her happy? Why don't you call him in and let's find out.
Alvin.
Hi.
Honey, do you think Kathy's going to like this?
Oh, honey, that's real cute. Oh, you're a genius.
I want her to be happy while she's with us. What's that?
Mother Goose nursery rhymes. I thought I'd memorize some of them so I could tell them to Kathy at bedtime.
You're a good man, Alvin.
Oh, it's nothing.
I mean it. You're a good man.
Well, thanks.
Good, good man.
Nothing more than but most anybody.
Now, don't try to minimize it. You're a good man.
Well, okay.
A lot of men wouldn't go to all that trouble for a little girl, but you did. You're a good man.
Thanks again.
That's the wrong answer.
What was I supposed to say?
That's the wrong answer, too. Who made the doll dresses?
Well, you did. I just told. Oh, you're a good woman.
Thank you, sweetheart. You say the sweetest
you.
Thing. Why don't you read me some of those? Seriously, it was a nice thought, honey.
No. All righty. Now, let's see. What do we? I know that one. Oh, here. Ding dong bell. Pussy's in the well. Who put her in? Little Johnny Green.
The nasty little beast. Well, how can you sit there with that self-satisfied look on your face while the kid puts a cat in the well?
I didn't write it.
Well, you're reading it.
Now, don't get excited. There's a moral to the whole thing. Listen to this. What a naughty boy was that to try to drown our pussycat. See?
That's like saying, I'll be vexed if you shoot Grandpa. I'm sorry, honey, but I feel very strongly about things like that.
Well, so do I, honey. I just didn't notice it, that's all. We'll get another one. Let's see. Oh, here, this is the one. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. Ha.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's all.
What are they going to do, let him lie there?
It's only a nursery rhyme. Humpty Dumpty was an egg.
And now he's an omelet. I think that's horrible.
Well, we'll just skip that one then. Hey, diddle, diddle, the cat and the fiddle, and the cow jumped over the moon. Okay so far?
Sure, that's cute.
The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with a spoon.
That's kidnapping.
Maybe they mean the dish eloped with a spoon.
Well, then it's too advanced for Kathy, honey. What else do you have?
Honey, I don't think it's too advanced. It's about a dish and a spoon.
Kathy is 4 years old, and you want to teach her about spooning? You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I've got news for you. I'm not ashamed of myself. And how do you like them onions?
Well, if you're going to talk like a child, the least you could do is be grammatical.
How do you like them onions?
I got my own stupid nursery rhymes in the other room.
You stay right here. I'm not going to have you warping that child's mind without my help.
No,
thanks. If there's any warping of minds to be done, we'll do it together.
Okay.
Now, see if you can find one decent rhyme in that vulgar book.
You going to stand up while I read this?
Yes.
Good, then I'll sit down.
Coward.
Jack Sprat could eat no fat, and his wife could eat no lean.
You keep Mom out of it.
I didn't say one word about your mother.
I know what you're thinking.
So between them both, you see, they licked the platter clean.
And I suppose you think that's table manners.
Are you?
It teaches the kid to eat all of her food. It licked the stupid platter clean.
Like a couple of pigs.
Where did I say anything about a couple of pigs? Go ahead, show me.
We're screaming at each other like a couple of fishmongers. I wish I were dead.
So do I.
Well, I don't.
I purposely left out the part about Little Miss Muffet because you don't like spiders.
Thanks a lot. Don't do me any favors.
I won't. See if this'll please your majesty. Little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating his Christmas pie. His Christmas pie. Make something out of that.
Go on, read the rest of it. That's the part I can't stand.
He stuck in his thumb and he pulled out a plum and he said, what a good boy am I. What's wrong with that?
His manners are worse than Jack Sprat.
Jack Sprat's manners. He licked the stupid platter clean, didn't he?
I'd hate to see what he'd do with a bowl of soup.
Listen, now, listen, you've got to get this in your mind.
Go ahead, be friends with a bunch of pigs. See
pigs.
If I care.
Pigs? I suppose Humpty Dumpty was a pig. He's an egg.
Well, what about the king's men?
Don't you tell me. If Jack Sprat wants to eat some fat, and if Johnny Green wants to push that cat in the well, he can...
Look at the mess they made.
And I don't think
it's
because it doesn't matter.
Somebody said...
Listen, I'm talking about...
Oh,
what should we do with this? Throw it away?
No, it never hurt us when we were kids. But I think you better leave me at this point.
Why?
I'm not fit to live with.
All right. I shall leave you at this point.
Why?
Because you're not fit to live with. Good night, sweetie.
Good night.
Elizabeth, aren't you ashamed?
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Nyah, 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 ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
That was George Benger. Pretty funny. Okay, George Benger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to find George, go to a very long intro called Tune In Radio right here in Miramar. That's where you'll find our Georgie. That's where you'll find him. All right, we'll keep it going here. A little mom humor, I think.
Boy? Oh, no. Now I have two men to play the where is game with. You know that game where men never know where anything is? You know why men can't find anything? Because they're too busy asking you where it is. It's like I have nothing better to do than to hide all their possessions. Oh, look, my husband's wallet. He'll probably be looking for this soon. He'll never find it here. My son's favorite toy. I know I can listen to him cry for it for hours. I'm Evil. And they're always calling out your name, and it's always at the same time. Ma, 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 Nancy, Clarence, 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 Clarence. My uterus isn't a homing device. Leave me alone.
Gotta run.
Gotta hide. Here they come. Oh, no. Where'd I go?
Always fun. Don't forget tonight my show, The Nancy Lombardo Show, you can watch worldwide on the internet, www.mnn.org, channel 2. Channel 2. If you're in New York City, it's on 3 channels, so you can watch it there too. All right, we're winding down. I keep saying I got to get something that's a minute long. What have I got here? Oh, what is this, the Nancy song? Nope, it's too long. All right, so anyway, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday, 4 p.m., Blog Talk Radio. My friend George Battenchef on the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. at TuneIn Radio, right here in Miramar. Check it out. And like that. And remember, some people say you can't buy friendship, and I think you can if you buy my CDs. Keep it going. What do I have here? What's this? Oh, that's another thing. Okay. Sorry, I've got to just start downloading more short stuff to finish off my show. Okay, we're to the last 60 seconds. Oh, well, this is kind of funny. Go out on sketch. You guys rock. Super do button to dee lip doo doo, that's a real wow wow.
I've got the music in me. Sandwich. Zoom up the zoom, the doo 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 do
Bye-bye.